Welcome to Is This Going to Cause an Argument, a weekly podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, and the other host is my lovely wife of almost 10 years, Angela Keita Moore Tanksley.
In this podcast, we tackle every single topic out there: pop culture, politics, life, love, relationships, parenting. We even take the suggestions from our listeners.
So tune in every Wednesday on SoundCloud, iTunes, or YouTube.
Listen in to our hilarious conversations to find out, is this going to cause an argument? Let's see. Hey. How y'all doing?
What's happening?
So glad to be back. We have some stuff to talk about. I'm trying to think, is there anything personal that you want to update them on that they might not know?
No. Somebody did comment about me losing weight.
Yeah, because you had.
Somebody was like, yeah, you look like you lose. I am losing weight. Yeah. But I don't know. I've lost weight. I don't think I'm still losing.
No.
I'm on a really strict diet right now, and I'm not working out. And I'm naturally skinny, so when I don't work out, I just get skinny.
Yeah, he goes back to his natural form.
But I'm
going to
go back to beast mode when I get back in his gym.
When is beast mode starting?
Dieselness.
That's what it's going to be. When are you going to start working out? Track season is over, so when are you going to start
working
out?
Yeah, like track season's been over.
I know, I'm just asking now that track season is over.
This week, possibly.
Okay. I just wanted to
know. I ain't going back to the gym yet. I'm going to start working out again. I got to work out a little bit before I get back in the gym. Because I can't go in there with this type of strength and this size, because people hold me to a certain level of beast. And I'm not living up to that right now.
He's so silly. You added that extra T like the pastor's wife. You said certain
beast.
Here you go.
But I ain't put T's in words that were... T's don't belong.
She does do that. She does. Oh, before I forget, I might as well tell you on the podcast, Denora said that her godmother drinks 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar every morning, and her doctors had wanted to put her on blood pressure medicine. She started that, and it's been fine ever since.
Oh, yeah, I keep hearing about all these remedies. Madison's mama, she said her mom, they made her stop eating because her blood pressure got too low.
Oh, yeah. What did her mom ever say that she did?
She was eating something. It's some type of rice.
Oh, okay.
She was like, yeah, so she started eating like a little bit every day.
It was like a red rice or something like that. Yeah, something rice.
And she was like, yeah, they told her to stop because her blood pressure was got too low.
Ma'am, you're dead. But
yeah,
not.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but you're not like living.
you're not living. So, yeah, apple cider vinegar. We have some of the good kind, too. The Brax.
I've been doing pretty good. Yeah, I had a couple of mess ups like yesterday or the day before.
What you talking about, eating the burrito?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm just going to pick out all the good stuff.
It was one of them hole in the wall Mexican restaurants. So their food was so delicious. It was like real chicken. It was like pulled off, like boiled off the bone and cooked. Mm-hmm. Oh, the burrito was so good.
So
it
didn't
taste salty though. So it lets me know it wasn't high. It couldn't have been that high on salt content.
It probably still was, because sometimes sodium, you don't take, there's seasoning with salt, and then there's things that are just made.
Well, I had my share. I made up for it today.
You really going to make up for it tonight with my burnt kale. I'm so sorry about that. So, and real quick, my update, which I'll do a full update inside an alopecia update, is that I have cleaned up my eating. One of the subscribers, I can't remember who it was, if I can look it up and say it before the end of this podcast, straight up clowned and was like, Angel, I told you to clean up your eating, but you don't want to listen.
She don't want
to
listen. Y'all, she don't want to listen. I'm sorry, y'all. There. I'm so sorry.
You are sorry. You know what? I told him 2 weeks ago, I said, can you come up with a topic? He was like, you got to give me a couple of days to do it. And I said, all right, fine. I'll do the topic today. You have one for the next podcast.
All right. And the next podcast didn't happen.
This is the next podcast.
Well, you need to let me. You should have said something Sunday. Hey, by
Why
the way, this
I
week.
Why do I need to keep telling? This is our podcast.
No, this is your podcast. I'm just
really?
Featured on it.
Really?
I mean, I run things over here. Cause that's what
run,
I do
not
when I step
a damn
in.
Thing. But is this going to cause an argument? I can't have an argument by myself. I used to not argue a lot.
You can.
No, I don't though.
Yeah, you do.
I argue with you.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Because you're the one.
The family already let you know.
Let me know what?
Who the aggressor is here?
No, they said in the last one, yeah, that I was being argumentative, but I wasn't arguing
with
myself.
Being, you are argumentative.
and you're a jackass. But you know what? We all have our flaws. And we all deal with it. I was trying to find the name of the family member that told me that I needed to eat right. I was like, why is she talking to me like I'm a child? She's like, now see, I told you. That's the tone in which I read it. It made me laugh. I told you to eat, to clean up your eating, because I had the same thing, but you don't want to listen. But anyways, that is what I'm doing now. And I feel like
sometimes it takes a while, family, to listen to what people say.
You know
say.
What it was? And like I said, I'll cover it more, is that I didn't understand how it related at all. I didn't know how cleaning up my eating and my immune system attacking my hair related in any.
I don't understand the chemistry behind it, but it makes perfect sense to me.
No, I mean, when I think of having a cold, I don't think, well, what did I eat that caused me to have a cold?
Well, that ain't a cold, though.
I know, but it's, I'm saying, when I think of sickness, okay, especially anything, like when you have a cold, it means something, your immune system is attacking something that's in you, which is causing
you to have more. However, what they tell you to do when you get sick, drink a lot of water.
Yeah, water, I understand. She said clean up your eating.
Drink water, it flushes things out of your system. When you clean up your eating, you're cleaning up crap that you're not usually eating.
Again, Marcus, regardless of what your opinion is, it did not make
sense
to me.
Apparently, it's not an opinion. It's a fact.
Apparently, you want to get slapped with this way you're trying to talk cash crazy to me. I tried to find it. I don't know. But in my alopecia update, I'll make sure I give you a shout out, because I did, once I did my research, it made me go, yep. So let me go ahead and clean up my eating, and we'll see how it goes. So,
and if y'all watching on YouTube, we apologize for the flickering light.
They might not show up that bad via the camera.
Yeah, that's gonna show up. It just let me know that it's flickering.
This man always be like, he know what's going to happen when it comes to film. You remember when we would set up the camera, it's going to see, you're going to be shooting down at us. It's going to look really bad. It's going to be really exaggerated.
Yeah, I did look bad to me.
No, so you couldn't tell. Opinion. You a lie. It tell. Didn't. No.
You right.
It didn't. He's a damn lie. He's just lying.
I could tell. All right.
Oh, my. Come on with your help subject. Help me, Father. So, you guys. I'm sure most of you all, well, that's a lie. A lot of people, though, were watching the finale of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Now, I was going to do a whole separate, like, recap of it, because that's what I used to do on YouTube. I used to do recaps, especially of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, but I have had no extra time in my schedule to be able to do it. So I said, oh, this is perfect. I figured my husband wouldn't have his topic, so I was like, I'll just use this as an opportunity for us to discuss the reunion, because he watched the fourth installation.
I saw
installation.
A little cliffhanger, and I was like, yeah, I gotta see what's gonna happen.
He got
I didn't even watch it. You showed me like the last little bit.
Yeah,
when they put her on blast, and she was like, who told you that? What's her name?
Phaedra.
Yeah, Phaedra. She was like, I was like, oh?
Yeah, he literally was like, if he had pearls, he would have clutched them. He was just like, So he watched the tail end of number 3, which made him sit through all of number 4, and then I had him see some pieces of 1 and 2. It definitely was ridiculous. It was an overkill to have 4 episodes, but I'm telling you, we all tuned in for all 4, which is ridiculous. This season of The Real Housewives.
Usually the only time, you know, I would tune in on any of that stuff is when, the dude that's locked up?
Apollo.
When he would get on there, because he would just be on, like, his ass is crazy. Like, he'd just be way left field, and it would be so entertaining to me. So, just, like,
if he's on there, I have to watch.
Peter's starting to get my, I'm starting to be one of his fans, too, because
He's gone, because he's no longer married to Cynthia. Back.
Your boy ain't going nowhere.
Peter was out of pocket, though, on this reunion. So, first of all, let me explain some of these characters really quickly for those of you all who don't watch. Because
yeah,
I know
too,
some people.
I don't know.
Some people. You got these names now. The only one you didn't know was Phaedra, for real.
The Bulldog. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Calls her a Bulldog. So, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Most of you all know what that is. It's a franchise on Bravo where they follow, quote unquote, real housewives in their lives that are typically affluent in money. But most of them, a lot of them are faking it. So in this season, one of the main castmates, Candy, ended up fallen out with one of the other main castmates. Her name is Portia. And one of the biggest fallouts they had was because Portia said that someone told her that Candy and her husband, his name is Todd, told someone they had planned on drugging Portia and then taking her home to have sex with her, right? And this became the focus of a lot of the season was, why would Portia ever say something like that to Candy? And for Candy, she's been in the music industry and in the entertainment industry for a long time. So the Real Housewives of Atlanta isn't her first kind of rodeo because she was a singer. She's like
big time entrepreneur too.
Like, yeah, she's all about her money.
Girl is major.
Yeah, like even after her group Escape ended, she started writing songs and she won Grammys for songwriting. And so then she started a adult toy business, and now she has a restaurant, and no telling what else she's gonna come out with, but she is all about making that coin. And then also the Real Housewives of Atlanta. So Candy was really pissed off because, you know, throughout her career she has made it a very bold choice of not doing any drinking at all or doing any drugs, because so many people fall victim to abusing those things. So to have someone say,
like this advertisement you give an Apple right now.
Boy, whatever. To have somebody say,
Samsung all day.
Well, you know what? Samsung ain't editing this, so you can be Samsung. So to have somebody say that she would be using any type of drug on anyone, and, you know, if you drug someone or even have sex with someone when they're inebriated, it's considered rape. A person has to be sober-minded in order for you to engage in sexual activities with them to begin with. So the season went on with Portia never saying who told her until the end of episode 3 of the season finale. And she said that Phaedra, who used to be one of Candy's very good friends, who's also an attorney. She's also a, she works with dead people. She's a mortuary person. Mortician.
Yeah.
A mortician. She has a bunch of nonprofits that she runs. And she did a workout video with her now ex-husband.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, this is a mess. So she told her that she told her. And her and Phaedra and Candy have been at odds for a while. So anyways, it all explodes, and Phaedra was like, when Portia said, Phaedra told me that you told her that this is what you had planned on doing. And Candy's like, you told her? Why would you do that? And Phaedra's face was like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. Like, you talk about, like, what's this song? Da-da-da-da on the counter. It wasn't me. No. She was the personification of that.
She wasn't even,
that.
Like, responding. She was just, like, watching them ask her questions, like.
With
like
the
a
soul.
Bulldog.
If y'all
like,
can see his face.
Just looks at you. Just.
It's slow blink. Like, Yeah. Andy was like, you're never going to let us
so
see
you're
you
not
sweat.
Gonna answer the question?
He said, speak. Phaedra like a dog. Speak. He said, you're not going to let us see you sweat. She said, never. And she was dead serious about that. Everybody's crying. She's dry face.
That's what I thought was hilarious.
And she was like, mm-mm.
Everybody was crying.
Except for Portia. She had to manufacture those tears. She had to go to whatever acting training.
Like, why are
she
y'all crying? Have. People weren't even in the conversations. Like,
like, I just can't believe I would be, because I got
some
red
eating popcorn, smiling.
Exactly. Because I got hood red tendencies. Like, no. Answer that. Ask her this question, Candy, because I want to know the answer.
So, I was talking about something with that, the hood rat. Well, I love hood rat. The one that's in this little argument, the one that they say tried to drug.
Portia.
She was like, you know, I'm a journalist. And Todd was like, man, she a journalist.
Yes, she did say she's a journalist. Portia, for those of y'all don't know, she's on Dish Nation. She's one of the hosts of Dish Nation. And there's like, that's like us calling this journalism. And I would laugh at myself
to be like,
I barely think it's smart to call this a podcast.
Yeah.
But we do.
Y'all should have seen my reaction when somebody recognized me from work from your channel.
That's so crazy. Really?
Yeah, I told you.
Was it somebody that you
office.
Work with? Yes, it was okay. Yeah.
It wasn't somebody I work with. They came through the office.
That's so
and
crazy.
And I was like, hey, call me off guard. I was like, hey.
how do I know you?
I hope I didn't come off like a jerk.
Well, That's sometimes I'll see her difficult. Again.
All good. Shut up. Go ahead.
So I was perplexed. Let me ask you this and tell me if you agree, disagree. What I found to be strange. Well, we already know Phaedrus did wrong. So that's a mute question, a mute statement. But for Portia, this is would have been my reaction if, for instance, if me and Denora were no longer cool like that, and Brescia and me were friends, kind of, sort of, me and Brescia are friends, and Brescia was still friends with Denora, and Brescia one day tells me, you know, Denora had planned on drugging you and basically raping you, and this happened, she told me this 3 years ago. My response would be like, bitch, why are you just now telling me this? If you think this to be true, that she actually meant it when she said it, if she said this to you, why would you wait 3 years? I would already have a problem right there. I'd be like, I'm going to deal with this whole Denora situation, but why did you wait 3 years to tell me? So that's why I call BS on Portia. Yeah.
It's like a meme. I think it says Denzel Washington on it. It's like, they said something about you, and he asked the question, so why do they feel so comfortable telling you?
Hello.
Like,
hello. What? Exactly. I was just like,
if you my boy, or you my girl, whoever, why do they feel so comfortable talking about me to you?
Because my friends already know. Nina, she can feel my heat. I whenever she's getting ready to say something, she was like, you are very protective. I'm like, yes. I'm like, people don't get to talk about.
I've clapped at our group of friends. Like, remember, I ain't going to say names, but so-and-so was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, hold up. First of all, you ain't going to set, like, this person is not here in the room with us, so, and we cool with this person, so I'm not about to let you clown. In fact, I'm a clown you.
It's like we all got to be extremely close in order for you to feel free.
Yeah.
But like, if you ain't close to that person, you ain't about to say nothing about that person.
And
that
was a problem. It was like, you're not really close to that person like that. We close. I'm close to them.
But you ain't close to that person. To be able to say stuff about them.
Not in
to
front of me.
Yeah. But that really bugged me. I was like, why would she be okay with you waiting 3 years to tell if you really think this was a real statement? And then two, on something that that like crazy and something that serious, I would never protect the person who told me, because it's that serious. It wouldn't be, well, I ain't gonna say you said it. No, listen, Phaedrus said that you planned on raping me. Is that true? what's the point of hiding if it's necessary for you to bring it up, like, in that fashion? Like, if you haven't brushed it off to the point where you don't think it's real, but it's enough for you to be like, yeah, I heard you said it. I'm not about to be like, I'm going to let that person know, and I'm going to tell them you told me. So I hope you, if you're not okay with that, it doesn't really matter, because this ain't got to do. Because my thing is, what are you protecting Phaedra from if they're not good friends?
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to ruin their relationship. They ain't friends anyway. Like, that didn't make any sense to me. When stuff is that serious, that's when all the little games of, I ain't going to say that you told me. You do that on stupid stuff. Like, I ain't gonna say that you the one that told me that they think I'm fat and that I looked bad at the concert. That's the stuff that you hide. But when somebody says you about to get raped by somebody, I'm gonna protect you because you're the one who told me and I don't want them to know. That just made no sense to me. So, yes, do you think I'm off about that? Or do you understand, like, protecting someone's confidentiality of telling you regardless of the severity of the issue?
Oh, you asking me? This is chick stuff. Dudes don't need going through this.
You're right. How would it have gone? Well, it would have just been a fight, I think. Would have.
It would have been a fight. It would have been like, if it were me, you know how I'm like, I'm extremely black and white when it comes to stuff like that. Like, yeah, so and so told me this. Oh, word. Hey, so and so, John told me that you said.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just like, is this what you said? If so, keep my name out of your mouth, or I just won't care.
So,
like, I won't care. But if it's something that serious, yeah, you got to talk about it. But
you don't protect the there's no confidentiality when dudes tell dudes stuff. There's no, I'm telling you a secret.
No, I ain't no going behind the back and gossiping and all that.
But it's
entertaining to watch, I must say.
But no, but the reason why I said it was a fight is because if you heard some dude was about to drug you and try to rape you.
Oh, that's a whole different thing right there. I'm I'm gonna be waiting in his bushes outside his house. He might come up missing for 3-4 days. Find him all duct tape and bruised up. Ain't no telling what might happen to him. I shouldn't be putting that on camera, should I?
Well, hopefully nobody's gonna try to do that.
Yeah,
to
well, that's what happened. If y'all hear us, what? Hey.
You never. Like, hey, you're like, I ain't having it. So obviously,
I don't like you back here. You excuse me.
See, you can't just let me have a good podcast where I got to go back and edit out curse words.
You shouldn't be putting them analogies on me. I wouldn't even think about that.
Well, I was putting you in the position that Portia was in.
Well, that's what happens.
So obviously, Phaedra got fired.
She definitely got fired.
She got fired. And I say obviously because that's what I thought would happen. I was just like, oh, this is messy because there's potentially a lawsuit that's going to be coming her way for defamation by Candy.
Yeah, if I was that big of a person, like as much to lose as Candy got, I would definitely be suing.
And Candy made a good point on, I watched her on a radio interview, and she was like, I sell... I'm in the sex industry because she sells sex toys. She was like, you can't have like
those type of
things being said about you. No, my computer is not touchscreen. My husband just looked like the slowest.
I wanted
man.
To clean it off.
Stop hitting my table.
I wanted to clean it off.
Don't. It's fine. What did it need to be cleaned off for right now?
You could have just ignored that whole thing and kept going with the conversation.
How was I going to ignore it when you asked the question out loud? Did you not? Did you not
I did.
Hear yourself?
I'm talking about the aftermath of that.
The aftermath was
Man,
you hitting the thing and the noise being
this
made.
This is what I'm talking about, right?
What?
This
you?
Is why.
This is why what?
Go ahead, girl.
Listen.
Candy might be suing for defamation of character.
That was what I said a while ago, Marcus. I was on, she has a sex toy company and doesn't need those things being said about her. Because it does not go well when you having women trying to have freedom in that area and feeling like, oh, this is being sold by someone who literally is the exact opposite of that. So based off of the episodes of Real Housewives that you've seen, do you feel like this is like that Phaedra should be able to stay based off of the mess that you've seen on there before? Or do you feel like this is way lower than what the ladies have gone, because Portia has fought Kenya at the reunion.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was a good one.
Those are the ones that Marcus loves. Whenever anybody's fighting, he's in there for it, fighting or being drugged.
That was a good one. And when old girl kicked somebody else in the stomach, I don't know who that was.
Portia.
Was that too?
Yes, Portia has gotten into 3 fights.
Oh, yeah, she's special. That girl is special. She a little, she ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Her character changed so drastically from her first season. From the first season, she was like this doting wife, and my husband says this, I can't do that, I have to get permission. And as soon as she got a divorce, she turned into this rat. And she might have been a rat prior to.
She didn't turn into no rat.
She was probably a rat prior to, but she hid it very well.
Yeah, that's something you don't turn into.
Is a rat.
You come out of it, but you don't turn into a rat. Once you see rat, that person didn't go rat.
You think so?
They showed rat.
They showed rat. You think so?
You was asking me, think she should be fired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because I know they probably purposely create drama on these shows just to have
a story.
Especially
line,
people like me that want to tune in to see. Like, when it gets to the extreme, the other stuff, it's, I don't really care. But, that's pretty bad. Like, a fight, all right, y'all get into a physical altercation, somebody want to press charges, whatever. But when you start starting rumors like that, like she said, they were putting, like, hashtag Bill Cosby or something like that. And, like, everybody knows that's pretty serious, too, right now. So, that's pretty low.
Well, I mean, I feel like a fight is... I don't know if it's just as bad, but it's bad. It's just, this is the thing.
A fight, unless it's like an extreme injury, a fight is very temporary and short. That could have, this whole rumor thing of her drugging people, that could be like long lasting.
But okay, you're right. You're right as far as in the long-term effect. But when I think about, and this is the thing, he doesn't watch any of the other housewives. He only tunes into this one because I'll be like, hey, look at these people. Look at what they're doing. I was about to say fools because that's what they act like sometimes. But when I look at all the other housewives shows, I have never seen any of the other women, and they're, all the rest are white. They're except for the Real Housewives of Potomac, and they are black. Potomac.
Where is that?
It's in Maryland. It's like old money, old black money. Anyway, do you remember the woman that you were like, is she black? She had blue eyes. Oh,
on TV that day?
Yeah, yeah, that's Potomac. Anyways, I don't really watch that one, but the other ones, they don't get into physical fights. I think on New Jersey,
I gotta say, that's the one where a chick was flipping tables and stuff.
She flipped it. I mean, she, you know how sometimes women try to show out and like just do things.
When
there's
no
like,
way nothing gonna happen.
Exactly,
to them.
Exactly. I'm just gonna punch a wall. Yeah, punch a wall, because if you punch somebody, you gonna get your tail whooped. So I don't feel like a lot of the other ones, they actually get into physical altercations. It's just the black ones. Like Married to Medicine is black.
Which is part of my beat. Married to Medicine?
Yes. These are doctors.
That's why I know. I remember the premise of the show coming out. They be on there fighting too?
There's been a fight on
there. See, that's my beef with these reality shows. Because it's like, it makes black women look so horrible. Like, regardless of how successful these women are and all that type of stuff. I don't know if it's a separate conversation or not. But that's part of the reason why I despise a lot of these shows and why a lot of times I won't tune in. But I'm a little bit of a hypocrite because I do be tuning in when they fighting and stuff. But it ain't nothing I can do about them because it's going to be a successful show anyway. But if I would be just as happy if they took all that crap off the air, for real. Like, I hate it because it makes black women look so pathetic.
Well, see, this is the reason why I liked, even though Real Housewives of Atlanta is not the classiest of things, but hell, if we're truthful, none of the housewives shows are. But I preferred it over Love and Hip Hop and Basketball Wives it wasn't as, like Basketball Wives and Love and Hip Hop, you know you're going to see a physical fight before the season is over. It's going to happen. So
yeah, in relation, it may be better, but.
Well, no, because it put it on the same, for me, it originally put it on the same level as the rest of these, the shows with all white castmates. It was just like, okay, they might get into an argument, but it's not so much of this thing of how ratchet can I be, who's going to come up with the next catchphrase, blah, blah, blah. But that's what Real Housewives is starting to become. It's like people are looking for, what's the next catchphrase? Who gonna check me, boo? And you know, fix it, Jesus. And who said that? Like, they all coming up with these white women. They ain't thinking about that. They the most they do is team whatever their name is. That's it. Hopefully their team Countess, because. But like, I feel like it's more of a I don't want to put it as far as like a minstrel show, but it is more of a, like a song and dance type of thing with some of the black reality TV shows. And I just don't want Real Housewives to look so much like the shows on VH1 that I don't watch. I've been sucked into them once before and I was like, I will not do it again. Not gonna do it. Can't do it because it just makes me feel bad. Because like you said, I'm not going to say the shows make them look bad. They're doing it.
Yeah.
They're doing it.
But the show wouldn't be a show if they weren't doing it, I feel.
I mean, they got to figure out a way.
It's like, yeah, it's like Andy's like, I'm going to find a way for these idiots to get up here and act a fool, and I'm going to make money off of them.
But see, that's the thing. This is what I'm saying, is that the white ladies are not acting as much of a fool. It's just, there's a line you can draw.
And that's why I despise the ones of the black shows, because we got a lot more catching up to do. It's like you got a lot of weight to carry on your shoulders, and this is what you get on TV and do.
And let me tell you,
and the fact that Married to, when they had a reality show, when I found out it was going to be a bunch of doctors with a reality show, I'm like, you practice in medicine, when the hell do you have time to have some cameras follow you around for you to talk about a bunch of stuff that ain't confidential?
The patients allow you to talk about it. They be in the room.
And I'm not a doctor. I don't know what doctors like. Maybe they do got enough free time. I don't know.
But
the fact that you that degree of profession, and we don't know for sure they be on their phone because you don't watch it, do you?
I know there was one fight because I was just like, why was there physical altercation at a party?
Well, you got these other chicks. They only claim to fame or claim to success is married in somebody. But y'all done went through graduated meds. Like, really? And you fighting? Like,
Now, the two women who fought might not have been actual doctors. They could have been the ones married to doctors. But there are definitely quite a few of the cast members are the doctors. But what I will say, which is a shame, is that Real Housewives of Atlanta, top rated housewife show. None of the other housewife show even touch it in ratings. Love and Hip Hop was the number one cable show for I don't know how many years running. I said, how is that? One,
I know how and why. Yes, we know exactly how.
Because you're like, that is what draws people's attention, is the fact that we will put on a damn show. You're like, you watching? We gonna put on a show for you. So anyways, guys, I want to know in the comments below, one, what do you, if you watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, what do you feel about that whole situation with Phaedra, Candy, and Portia and that mess? And should Shamia be a new cast member? Shamia was the one that was, you were laughing. She said, did she just call her auntie?
Yeah, that chick, I love her level of petty.
Yeah, she's real petty. They bring it back Nene and Kim.
She
said, to the
know,
season.
She's a fraud. Oh, go ahead. I'm just replaying them little scenes back.
Yeah, he kept laughing at her. I said, oh, he's going to get a kick out of Shamia because she was clowning.
I ain't going to watch it. But
no, you did, though. No, I'm saying I showed you all of her. Because I said he's going to get a kick out of her. And you did. He laughed the entire time she was up there. Well, should Shamia be a new cast member if you watch the show? And then for those of you all who don't watch this show in particular, what is your thoughts on reality TV, especially if you watch any ones where the castmates are majority black? Do you feel like it's the show that is driving them to act this way? Or do you feel like it's just highlighting those people who do act that way? Because I don't know.
No, they all act that way.
Huh?
They all act that way. They all have their seasons, it seems like.
What I'm saying is that the show just finds those people. They want those, the ones that are the most about it, the most ratchet.
Well, I said, Andy, know what he doing.
But see, the thing is that none of those women had, maybe Portia, but none of those women had that characteristic. Ain't nobody else put hands on folk. Just Portia. She's the only one.
You see, she's still on there.
She did get fired, but they brought her back. And actually, Cynthia's the one who kicked her in the stomach. I messed that up. Cynthia, to get her off of her, she kicked her in the stomach.
Oh, well, she was on her. It don't count. Once somebody's on you, there's...
Whatever, go. Anything goes.
Yeah. You can't do no wrong if somebody's on you. Should have stabbed her.
Oh.
Somebody's on you. Come on.
He said stab her. So if you're watching this on my YouTube channel, leave it in the comments below, as well as any questions. We would like to do another Q&A episode of the podcast. So leave us some questions. You can use the hashtag ITGTCAA if you want to leave it on Twitter, just in case you're not watching this on YouTube and you're listening to it on SoundCloud or iTunes. Please make sure you rate our podcast to make it more discoverable, both on iTunes as well as SoundCloud, and subscribe on those two so you can be alerted when we upload new podcasts. And you can follow me on all of the social media platforms, Snapchat, I am at Angel the Actress, Instagram at Angel the Actress, as well as Twitter at Angel the Actress, and then Facebook, it's That Chick Angel TV, as well as YouTube, That Chick Angel. Ooh.
You done.
I'm also on Zubobot. And
I was like, what is that? Like, that was a new
you're like, not another one.
I'm on a diet.
That's what I'm on. Catch me on a
diet.
Catch
me hungry. Somewhere eating fish and quinoa. That's where I'll be at.
Yeah, and kale that I burnt. All right, guys. So hopefully we'll hit you all back next Wednesday. I think we might be able to make that happen.
Yes, possibility. So we should be able to.
Answer those questions and leave us some questions in the comments below. And we'll talk to you guys later.
Y'all have a good one.
Yes.